through valleys of sorrow to rivers of joy. There's only grace, there's only love, there's only mercy, and believe me, it's enough. Your sins are gone without a trace, and there's nothing left now. There's only together, we can make it all right. We got to bring the weather through all of the storms. We got to come together, cause in the end we can make it all right. We got to learn to run. We've got to learn to run.
My name is Stu Williams. I'm from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I am Daniel Cunningham from Dixon, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Jessica from iTickets.com and Christian Happenings. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Matthew West, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Mac Powell from Third Day, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, we're Barlow Girl, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Mark Lee from Third Day, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, we're Jars of Clay,
and you are certainly listening to the Concert Blast.
This is David Carr from Third Day, and this is Concert Blast.
G'day, everybody. I'm Rebecca St. James, and you are listening to Concert Blast. Keep it right here.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Will here with Audio Adrenaline, and you're listening to Concert Blast with my good buddy Mike, Brian, and Tom. Check them out.
Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold.
And Brian Hasbrook.
And Tom Thompson's not with us today. This is our Easter special. And what that means is today we're going to be talking to a lot of Christian artists. If you're not familiar with Christian artists, we're going to open your eyes to a lot of Christian music that is good rock music. Just stay tuned with us today. And like we did our Christmas special, today we're doing an Easter special. Last week you heard our Third Day concert review, but today you're going to hear maybe some interviews, and we'll see. It's GMA week in Nashville, Tennessee, and let's go talk to some people. What do you say, Brian?
All righty.
All right. We're walking across the street to the, what is this, the Renaissance Hotel, Brian?
Yeah.
Big, large, beautiful Renaissance Hotel. And it's connected to the Nashville Convention Center, which is where we're going in to see if we can talk to a lot of people. How you doing, guys?
All right.
And here we go. We can go straight into the lobby and take a left into the convention center.
All right.
Hello, sir. They always have all kinds of concerts going on throughout the week of GMA week. And so we're going to walk down through here and see what we can come up with and see what we can find who we can run into. K-Love is a big sponsor here everywhere, huh?
I guess these are just showcases of everybody? Or
yeah, yeah. Matt Carney. It's got him a booth up here. World Vision's got a big booth here. It's a big display here. It's all right here. Who's all on this? You got Cindy Morgan, Day of Fire, Jars of Clay. You were asking about them this morning.
Oh, Michael W. Smith.
Michael W. Smith, Red.
Third Day.
Warren Barfield, Caveman's Call. I like them a lot. Casting Crowns is one of my favorites. Bebo Norman's one. Joey Williams, Crystal Myers.
Oh, yeah. Beach Street Essential Reunion Records and Provident Label Group.
Yeah, so that's a big banner here for that. We'll continue to follow the circle around here at the Convention Center. Air One Radio, huh? They got a lot of good acts coming. Jeremy Camp, Mercy Me. A lot of people familiar with them, of course. Cutlass, Hawk Nelson's pretty good. Barlow Girl, I like them a lot. Jars of Clay. Yeah, there's a lot of good artists here. All right, let's walk on down through the convention center and see what else we can find, who we can run into. You got the Fish. You got Salem Music Network with a big booth in here. Looks like they're going to be having some kind of exhibition here. You go downstairs here, see what's going on downstairs. You got several floors of this thing talking about GMA Week. I bet the Renaissance is pretty happy about this.
I'd say they're on every level.
There's booths galore. Christian music booths everywhere. And then over here, it's just like you got a studio set up over here, Brian. It's like live interviews is going to be going on starting Monday. Get all kinds of them. I'm familiar with the Afters, Todd Agnew, Hawk Nelson, Cutlass, T-Bone. Excellent.
Really?
Excellent rapper. Fastest rapping guy I've ever heard in my life. AJ52 is another one. T-Bone's also is a good actor. All right, now let's go on down to the next level. This is the second level we've been to?
Yeah. we're on level two. There you go.
Now, the main level, I think, is this next level. Got a lot of internet cafes going on. Sponsored by who?
CompUSA.
Some more merchandising booths. Here's where we are. Okay, here's the Indie Marketplace, the artist meet and greet, what we got going on here. And so there's booths now. Now we're booths everywhere. And it's
spread out everywhere.
Here's one, Bethany Dillon, Avalon. Building 429 has got a booth. Warren Barfield, which is a pretty good entertainer. Let's see, who else? We just got people standing in line to meet different people. We'll talk to a few, too. Jay Moss Project. Okay, we'll talk to these guys. All the adrenaline's over here. They're motioning me over here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Will, how you doing? Mike Arnold, how you doing? How you doing?
What's up?
What's up? How you doing, Mark?
What are you guys doing here?
You got a live broadcast going on?
Yeah, I've got a podcast going on here.
Yeah.
Y'all familiar with that, aren't you?
So we're going to interview you.
Yeah.
Audio Adrenaline interviewing you. What do you feel about GMA so far?
Mark, we've mentioned you as one of the best front men of all time.
Ooh, I like that.
You heard that?
Yeah. Somebody sent me an email.
Why don't we get
on the backside so they can keep signing?
Yeah. I don't want to get y'all's way. But anyway, what we want to do is just say hello. Hello. It's coming to an end. Am I right?
Yes, we are retiring.
I don't like that. Years ago, I heard you say, I want to be as old as Mick Jagger when I retire from Audio Adrenaline.
He's a year from now.
He's a year away.
It's not that far off.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to go help your parents in a mission? And tell everybody a little bit about that mission.
The Hands and Feet Project is an orphanage in Haiti that we started about a year and a half ago. My parents are there as the full-time missionaries, and we take groups on Christian music fans and youth groups from across the country there to go on short-term mission trips. So there's really two facets of the Hands and Feet Project. It exists to really help the orphans of Haiti, but it's also to get the generation, the youth of this country, involved in missions and to see what it feels like to actually become the hands and feet of Christ. You can check it out at handsandfeetproject.org, or you can go to audioa.com and get a link there and get there from there. So that's it. This is our last year as Audio A, and it's kind of sad, but at the same time, we're ready for a new season and see what God's going to do next. We're pretty pumped up.
Now, are you planning on moving there?
I'll probably live there about half the time, back and forth. Yeah, because I'm also working at Flicker Records. We have a record label on Will and our A&R guys there, so we make records and sign bands and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
Who are you excited about, Jerry? Who's the latest signees?
Okay, the latest is a punk band called 117. It's got a top 5 single right now. Their record comes out in May. Kind of a pretty heavy chick rock band called Fireflight that comes out in August that I'm really excited about. And then there's a group from Los Angeles called Until June that's kind of a piano-based rock band, much like, I guess, Coldplay or Keen. So that's what we're pumped about.
So what's going on with you, sir?
Oh, I'm hanging out here at GMA Festivities. This is Will here with Audio Adrenaline. Enjoying meeting some fans that have come from near and far. I think the farthest person had come from, like, Pennsylvania or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, they just came from Pennsylvania to hang out this week. It's awesome to me. But just enjoying our last week of this. Of course, next year we'll probably, have some more that we'll have to do, even though this is our last year. I'm sure they'll have us do something next year just for fun.
When is the last show?
It's going to be New Year's Eve, probably, somewhere.
Oh, yeah, last
And then
the last Nashville show.
You know, I don't know when the last Nashville show is.
Summer, we're doing the Brown Bag Special.
Ah, there you go, the Brown Bag.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That's going to be in August. Yeah.
August 19th.
Yeah.
I think something like that. 19th.
That's some old stuff right there you're signing.
Yeah.
Tell them it's time to buy some new stuff.
What? This guy's got everything. Twice over.
I remember thinking, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We'll see that on eBay tomorrow, won't we, guys?
They can't sell it.
We have a lot of stuff in our storage unit we'd like to eBay.
Well, y'all have done some of that stuff, haven't you?
Yeah,
for charities and stuff?
Yeah, that's right, for the Hands and Feet Project.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll do pretty much anything to raise some money for the orphans down there. I mean, we love that. It's awesome. There's the very first one right there. That's me jumping in the background there. This was such a bad cover. There I am.
That's the very first one.
The very first one. That's back in 1991.
Yeah, Bob was in it here then?
Yeah, Bob's here. Barry, our first guitar player, yep.
Who was the drummer then?
We didn't have a drummer. We used a drum machine.
Yeah, I've been there for 10 years.
Our drummer from church used to play with them. Ron Gibson, yeah. You're familiar with Ron Gibson, aren't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. You know Ronnie?
We go to church together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's playing this morning.
Yeah, I'm usually playing in my church, and I missed out.
Thank you, guys. See you, guys. See you a little later. Okay, there's Audio Adrenaline now. Let's listen to some of Audio Adrenaline's songs. You give me strength when I say I want to be your head. Thank WayFM for providing us passes to get here to the exhibition here, to the meet and greet of we're part of GMA Week. Thank you again, WayFM. Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Can you talk to me for a minute?
Sure.
What's your name?
Stu Williams.
From?
Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Ah, you here for GMA Week?
I'm here to see Third Day.
You're here. Did you go last night to the show?
Yes, we did.
What'd you think?
It was awesome. They did a great job. They got a good message.
We reviewed the show last night. We're here just to, we're doing our Easter special. That's what we're doing. This is a podcast.
Oh.
And we don't just do Christian music. We do all kinds of music. We want to do something special for Easter, and that's why we're here interviewing the artists and just to say hi to the artists, not really interviewing them.
Good message. Mm-hmm.
And the people who came in from all over. Why did you come in that far to see Third Day?
We like Third Day. We needed a little vacation. We've seen her in Tennessee. My wife has a relation down here, so we stopped down, seen those.
Stay with them.
Yep. Came and seen the concert last night, heard about this, thought, oh, let's go take advantage of the opportunity, and here we are.
So who else do you like besides Third Day?
Oh, Jeremy Camp I enjoy a lot. Older favorites now, since I am getting older, you know, Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Really enjoy them. We usually go to a few different concerts around the area. There's a couple outside door or outdoor concerts up in Minnesota, one called Sunshine Fest, three-day concert every year that we go to. And they have like five stages, 150 bands, free camping. It's just a great time. You get to see a lot of different artists, from the impromptu stage to Third Day is going to be there this year. Enjoy the Christian music. It's a good message.
And it's good music, too. People are missing out.
They are. You know, I think a lot of the people that haven't listened to this type of music might be surprised at the quality of musicians and singers that they have.
People kept trying to push Christian music on me, and I didn't like anything they pushed until they told me to go to a Newsboys concert.
Oh, yeah, they're great, too.
Then it was like, whoa, where's some more of this?
They put on a good show.
The next one was Third Day, and then it was Audio Adrenaline.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I had all these big ones all of a sudden. Rebecca St. James was another one. I mean, I was just floored by all this music all of a sudden. I said, that's where the good music is now.
So you just listened to it as music first.
Yes.
And then you got the message.
Always had the message.
Same with me.
But I never could find the good Christian music.
Yep. My wife found a TV station that had Christian videos on it. And she kept putting that on and was like, you know, a lot of this stuff isn't too bad. Started listening to DC Talk and Third Day and these guys, and next thing you know, we're going all over the country watching concerts. You know?
No, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's a good time.
Did you fly or drive?
No, we drove.
That's a long way, huh?
Yeah, it was about 14 hours.
Oh, wow. For a weekend or longer?
We came down on Friday, and we're leaving, going back home tomorrow.
Oh, wow. You in line? You won't be in line? It's $10. What's your name?
My name's Terry.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm from Irving, Texas.
You come in for GMA Week?
No, I actually go to Belmont, and I'm just helping out here.
Oh, very good.
Music major? Yeah.
What's your major?
Music business.
Music business. Yeah, you got some good professors over there, though, don't you?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I mean, they've been in the music business themselves.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. That's a great school for music. Third Day. Are y'all busy today?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, we're at the Third Day booth, and what's your name?
My name's Becky Tennell.
Becky, how long you been here today?
Since 9 o'clock.
You got work all week?
I'm just working today. I'm volunteering as part of school, so.
Volunteering as part of Belmont, too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, here. What's your name?
I'm Kelsey.
Kelsey, you go to Belmont, too?
Yes, I do.
Hello, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Mike Arnold from Concert Blast.
Yeah.
It's a podcast about concerts.
Okay.
And other musical things.
Okay.
We reviewed your show last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll be
am I on this
Friday
mic right now? Are we talking?
Yes, you
okay,
are.
Cool. Yeah, good.
You're on our show right now.
I had to put on my radio voice. Hi, it's Third Day Live here at the signing table. Nobody really talks like this. There we go.
Except for David Carr.
Yeah, except for me, you know.
Yeah, we met on your honeymoon.
Yeah, that's right.
In Gatlinburg.
That's kind of freaking me out that you said that.
Me and my son.
Oh, yeah, but it was in Gatlinburg, right, yeah.
That's
right. I remember that, yeah, definitely. And that was, you know what, that was almost 10 years ago.
96, was it?
Yes, 96. I mean, I can't even believe, like, I can understand that I've been married three, really 4 years, but 10?
December of 96, right?
Well, yep, that's right. Yeah. November 30th was the wedding, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craziness.
Is it Jennifer?
Yes, Jennifer, and I've got two kids now, and it's crazy. You know, it's awesome. Okay. Life
hey,
keeps
we'll see
going
you
on and getting better and better. So.
Grace.
Yeah, like you really do remember that, I'm sure. Oh. The honeymoon, maybe, but not
I
us.
I do remember. I honestly, I'm being
serious. We went window shopping together.
I remember meeting somebody and their son, and I guess you're that. I do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he had a third day little toboggan on, 3D.
Yeah.
And you said, look.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not blowing smoke. I really, really remember that stuff.
See there, guys. Cool. These guys are real people. Thank you so much, David. Good to see you again, by the way. Hello, Mark Lee. You still live in Nashville?
Actually, you know what? I just moved back to Atlanta about a month ago, and it was a, what's that?
Couldn't have it.
You know, actually, I love Nashville. I mean, I really do. But just my family's based in Atlanta. The band here is based in Atlanta. I just felt like it was time to be back, be close to home there and everything. But I do still plan to spend a great deal of time in Nashville. I absolutely love it. A lot of great people here, and I look forward to hanging out here a little bit more.
Country music fan.
Country music fan. I'm all about it. Love it. Good stuff. Yeah. In fact, I was just, have you guys heard Alan Jackson's gospel album? I was listening to it just the other night. It's incredible. Love that stuff. So, yeah, absolutely.
We enjoyed the show last night. We reviewed the show.
Oh, okay. Are you, this is you here, the concertblast.com.
Brian.
Mike. I feel like we've met before. Have we seen y'all at some different, yeah, okay, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, well, good luck with the site, man. How long have you guys had it up and running?
Oh,
man, I'll definitely, you know, we, you know, do some stuff with our website. I'll put a link to you guys or something on there. It'd be really cool. So, yeah, man.
Hello, Mac Pal.
How's it going?
All right. Now, we met in 96 at a youth convention in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
You had a question from the stage. You said, if anybody knows what this song's about, you come see me on the side. The song was Blackbird.
Okay.
It's
a big secret.
It is a big secret.
Hey, are you having a good time here?
Okay.
All right, anyway, they're rushing us on. Thank you, Mac. I appreciate it. We're reviewing the show. Friday it'll be up online. Yeah. How you doing, Ty? How you doing? Great speech last night about invisible children. How you doing, Brad? You look tired.
Well, I am. Am I supposed to look awake if I'm tired?
Yeah, here you go.
Are you tired?
No, I'm not tired. Yeah, I guess so. Here you go. Here you go, Ty. All right, man, you're just stopping me now. What?
We need to keep playing.
Okay, we'll get it going.
Some of the stuff, they have to be approved through management first, and we'd be happy to, like, set up times. It's just really hard during the meet and greet.
Yeah.
So,
we're finished. That's fine.
If you have Creative Trust for anything, we'd totally be happy to help you out.
Creative
Trust Management.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys. Thanks. Very nice. Good people.
You got to do the pre-approval thing, though, sometime.
Yeah, sometimes we got to pre-approve something. Now we met third day.
Let's listen to a few of their songs.
Okay.
Shall we?
We shall.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on. I show the people I've been away. Maybe I will tomorrow. Maybe I will today. Cause I got a feeling it won't be long. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But I know one thing for sure. Well, I got a feeling coming over me. Nothing else it can set me free. But I know one thing for sure. Well, I got to show it.
Oh, there's Rebecca. I got to see Rebecca. We're in line for Rebecca St. James. You can't beat that. I think she was playing in Florida just Friday night, so she had to make a real quick run. She's got to be tired. So you got a lot of people in line to see her, just like Third Day and Audio Adrenaline did. Audio Adrenaline, they says, get up here and talk to us. They didn't make us stand in line, so that was nice of them. Hey, what's your name?
My name's Daniel.
Where are you from, Daniel?
I'm from Dixon, Tennessee.
Oh, really? Got your Cash and Crown shirt on, huh?
Yeah, I went and seen them last month in concert, and it's truly uplifting worship service.
At their Opry House.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, it's a good show. I was there.
Amen. It was the first time I'd seen them in concert.
So you like Rebecca St. James?
I'd seen her about 6 to 10 years ago, and she had a question answering service at the Ryman, and I kind of goofed up when it come my turn, and I asked her how much of a change was it from Alaska to the United States, and she's from Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, the whole place is like Australia, and I mean, it was great, though.
That's wonderful that she would say that, though. Yeah.
I was just, I guess, you know, shocked, you know, that I actually got picked.
We were in a question-answer session once at a youth convention with Audio Adrenaline. And, you know, Will, he has these little rings in his eyebrows and stuff. And my son walks up to the microphone and says, yeah, what's the point of all those piercings in your head? In front of all these people. And he just looked down like that, shook his head. Oh, I'm just trying to make a statement, that's all.
You know, people looked at me when I started going back to church, you know, about with my ears being pierced and tongue and everything, but I'm just a big Jesus freak, so that's all that matters.
There you go. Got your cross pinned on to you. And
Master Life class.
Well, tell me about that.
It's for new Christians getting a closer walk with God on a daily basis. It's for the week. You've got 5 lessons to do and a memory verse to learn. And, you know, it just teaches you how to walk with the Lord closer.
Is that through a church or?
It was through our church, yeah. It was Justin Baptist Association.
Oh, Justin Baptist Association. Okay. Thank you, Danny, for talking to us.
It's no problem. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Hello, Rebecca St. James. Mike Arnold here. Hey, doing good, doing good. One of my dearly departed friends is in your video. And the older guy, the Chinese guy.
Yes.
Is it Reborn?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bing TG. Yeah. He passed away
for
cancer. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He did a wonderful job.
We showed that at our church, and he just bragged about that and
really?
How nice you were.
Nice.
And everybody.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. We're a podcast.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I noticed you got a lot of high rankings in iTunes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about that.
Thank you.
And Jackie keeps me informed of what's going on in you.
Yes.
Are you a PR person?
Yes.
Or has something to do with PR?
Yes.
Morningstar?
Right there.
Is that Jackie?
Yeah.
I got to say hi to him. I'm Mike Arnold from Concert Blast. How are you doing?
Mike, good to see you.
Yeah, we've been emailing back and forth. So.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Have a picture?
Yes.
This is Brian.
This is Hi.
Hey,
how you doing,
Brian?
We got it?
To go?
Okay.
I'm sure that's
there
good.
We go. There
you
go.
Thank you.
Went.
Thank you so much. Nice meeting you. Thank you for picking him out. Jackie, thank you.
See you, honey. Thank
yeah.
You.
Thank you for keeping me informed on other things, too. Yeah. I noticed the other things that you've been coming up with.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Morning Star, is that what it is? Morning Star?
Morning Star PR.
Yeah, very.
A PR company.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
And I love the format that you send out.
The HTML.
Yeah, HTML yeah. format.
It's been a blessing. It's you know, I think that presentation, the art of presentation is part of it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, and to have an artist to work with like Rebecca, I mean, it's just makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. Such a fabulous artist. Just all as right. genuine as she seems to be. I'm glad to see you, honey. I'm going to have to run away.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Rebecca.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Well, just met a very lovely Rebecca St. James, huh?
Yeah.
Now you've met Rebecca, let's hear some of her music. Hey, it's Matthew West. How you doing, Matthew West?
How are you?
Mike Arnold. I'm with Concert Blast.
Okay.
This is Brian. I'm Mike.
Hey, guys.
We're a podcast on the internet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we talk about concerts and
great.
Talk to different people.
Well, good.
But anyway,
it's nice to meet you.
Did you write a song for Rascal Flatts, was it?
Yes, I did.
All right, tell
yes,
us about that.
I started my career by writing songs for other artists. All the record labels were passing on me, but they liked my songs. And so that led me to develop a career of doing that, writing songs. And now I've had the chance to sign my own record deal, and record label said I could sing my own songs, and Rascal Flatts heard a song that I wrote. They said they wanted to record it, so I checked with my wife because it was a song I wrote for her.
Oh yeah.
And she said that's cool with me, and so they recorded it on their most recent album, Feels Like Today.
Let's talk about the beginnings. Somebody said that you bought a chord chart at Walmart, was it?
Yeah, I had a. That's how I learned how to play guitar.
How old were you then?
Well, I was actually a college student.
Wow.
So yeah. I spent most of my years with a baseball bat in my hands instead of a guitar.
Okay.
So, but I made a quick transition and began studying music, and it all started with a Walmart poster. So,
plug for Walmart there.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you later.
And we've just spoken with Matthew West, and here's a couple tunes from Matthew West.
Well, I wish I could say I always stayed right there. And I did until my freshman year. But the world was pulling me a long way from 13, and you were calling but I didn't hear. Still I knew there was something more. So one day my knees hit the dorm room floor. I said if you're there and if you really care, come and talk to me like I was 13. And next thing you know, the next thing you know, part is forgiving yourself. But let's take a walk into today, and don't let your past get in the way. 'Cause yesterday is history, and history is miles away. So leave it.
We're about to say hi to Barlow Girl. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? It's Barlow Girl.
Oh, hello.
I'm Mike. This is Brian.
Hey,
we're from Concert Blast.
Okay.
We do a podcast on concerts and artists and all kinds. Not just in the Christian area, either. This is our Easter special, so we're doing focusing on Christian music. We saw you guys at the mall last year doing the Christmas show. That was
wonderful.
Thank you. That was so much fun. It was incredible.
The crowd was incredible.
And so many more people than I thought would actually show up. It was incredible.
I didn't know if anybody was going to.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No. It's a mall. Who comes to a mall to see a show?
We thought there was a big sale. That's all we thought.
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Can we get a picture real quick? Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Seeing a new reflection, I'm looking into the eyes of who you made me, and to him I am beauty beyond compare. I know he defines me.
Jars of Clay. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, somebody's missing. Who's missing here, huh? I see four people up there. Yeah, where is he?
He's in Florida.
Oh, is he? This is a podcast on the internet. We're here doing our Easter special. We usually don't have Christian music, but today we wanted to focus on Christian music.
Cool.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were to say, listen to Jars of Clay music, someone who's never heard of you, what song would you say, listen to this? Or two or three? What do you think?
Well, you got to capture some of the mid-90s genius. So I'd go back to the first record.
Yeah.
You
got
to listen to Flood.
Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can swim after 40 days in my mind.
Maybe something more current, like Show You Love.
Yeah, Show You Love from Who We Are Instead.
God will lift up your head.
God hears your sighs and counts your tears. God will lift up. God will lift up.
And I think y'all mentioned just about what you did at World Outreach last year at MTSU during Easter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw the DVD on that. That was really good.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, y'all do have royalties from that, right?
I have no idea. But it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't.
It's a messy gray area.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. God bless you guys. See you. Jars of Clay. We just left the artist. I had a lot of good conversations, short ones because people were standing in line. We had to move on. But
a bunch of Christians getting violent on you.
But it was fun. And you heard some nice music going on there. Here's just different booths going on again. And so we're just walking through. So let's go to iTickets. Christian event tickets and information.
Oh.
iTickets.com, ChristianNetcast.com, casting the net for Christ. It says stream your station worldwide on ChristianNetcast.com. Hi there, can you say hi to me?
Hi, how are you?
Christian Happenings. Is it iTickets.com?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jessica.
Where are you from, Jessica?
Columbus, Ohio.
You just down here to man the booth?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, if I don't know anything about Christian Happenings and iTickets, what would you tell me?
Well, Christian Happenings and iTickets, we help to promote Christian events across the nation. We have both national campaigns and also regional campaigns. So if you're ever looking for Christian events to attend, you can hop on to ChristianHappenings.com or iTickets.com.
I noticed iTickets, the big Christian competition for Ticketmaster.
Well, We don't try to compete with them at all. There's no competition there.
They're pretty big, aren't they?
They are. They sure are.
All right. Well, we're a podcast. We do a music podcast. Not necessarily Christian music, but we do, this is our Easter special, to come down here and to just talk to the Christian music artists. And that's why we're here today.
Cool. Well, good. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Well, you too. Here we are leaving the GMA meet and greet with the artist. We had a good time today, huh, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Met a lot of people, huh?
Met a lot of people.
Yeah. As we leave the Convention Center in Nashville, Tennessee, we will say so long. This is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
God bless you all, and see you next time.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.